All right, welcome back, LA Fantasy Freaks, week 13. We're downtown, beautiful downtown LA. My name's Ben Conroy with my man Michael Bailey.
What's up?
Carlos Saisu.
Good evening.
Nick Liverani is not with us tonight. He has finals to study for, apparently.
We're talking about finals.
You're talking about finals?
Finals.
Man, we're talking about finals. Anyways, welcome in, guys. Thanks again for coming
in. Only finals
in.
I'm caring about. Fantasy football finals.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming in and listening to, again to our wonderful fantasy football podcast we do every week. Well, we are on Twitter. Find us there at LA Fantasy Freaks. Facebook, facebook.com/LA Fantasy Freaks. We're not on LinkedIn. We're not on MySpace. We are, though, going to be carried now on the brand new Team 1010 KXPS website out in Palm Springs. We have a new page there that looks awesome. You guys can go there and check that out. Also, check out the show there. It's a great station. Smackchat.com. Thank you very much for hosting our podcast there weekly. It's great. Welcome in, guys. Fans, freaks, for those of you who have already clinched your playoff spot, well, good for you. For those of you who have no chance to make the playoffs, don't get all sabotagey these next couple weeks, guys. Don't be collusive. I know most trade deadlines are over. You can't be trading your studs away to your friends' teams and
or
stuff.
Or dropping someone.
Or dropping. But just, you know, everybody put in a good effort these last couple
man
weeks.
Man up. Take your punches like a
finish
man.
Finish strong.
Finish strong. I know I'm going to, even though I am doing poorly in my big money league this year. But, you know, it is what it is. Everybody has an off year every once in a while. Carlo, how you doing on your fantasy teams?
I'm happy with my team so far. I'm very nervous, I'd say, because I'm in the middle. I got the last seed in our playoff league, and I got the top seed in the consolation bracket on another league. So I'm riding the teeter-totter.
Yeah? Bailey, how you doing?
About the same thing. I'm sixth place in a couple of them if I win them in. There's a few that I'm already solid, and then there's a few I'm really have an outside chance that don't look good. But just like you, Ben, I lost one in my big-time league, and I'm pretty disappointed on that one. I'm still heartbroken.
I'm officially out of that one. I lost this week. It eliminated me. Kind of bummed out. Yeah. But in my other two leagues here at the station and stuff, I'm doing well.
Good.
So.
And if you beat me this week, you have a good chance. And if I beat you, I solidify my playoff spot.
So yeah, we are playing each other
this
week.
Yes, that's very. But I am more disappointed in my Seahawks losing to the Dolphins more than anything. That really hurts. I'm still, moping around the city.
All right. Well, hey, that's how we're doing.
Keep our heads up, boys.
How are you guys doing out there? I'll tell you who is doing well. Actually, we got two players, guys. We're going to do our favorite segment, our Super Freaks of the Week for week 12. Cam Newton and the one and only Tommy Brady, as Bailey likes to call them. They're personal friends. They both had huge weeks, guys. Cam Newton, 18 of 28, 306 yards, 2 TDs, no interceptions. Yeah, he was sacked twice, but he carried the ball 14 times for 52 yards and another 2 TDs. Man, that guy had a great game. And Tom Brady, 18 of 28, 323 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 0 sacks. They couldn't touch him. 3 carries for 5 yards and another rushing touchdown. These guys
put up points.
They were putting up some serious points there.
I mean, between the two, I'm more impressed with Cam. I mean, Cam's dealt with so much pressure this season. He's been called Hello Kitty in the season. So, I mean, Tom Brady, this is just another week for him.
But no, it's not, because
it's not just another week.
It is.
But it isn't. No, it
is from Tom Brady.
But it is. But no, not everyone expects it, because a lot of people hate Tommy Brady. But putting up 250 burgers and then a 49, I mean, that's tough to do. I mean, they're steamrolling. This offense is steamrolling.
Yeah, some people are saying they're the best team in the football right now, man. In the football.
In the football.
In the football, yeah, that's right.
You know, for sport.
In sport. The football. All right, guys.
All right, let's move on.
We're going to get right to our next segment that we just started last week. It's our What the Freak of the Week. Man, we had a lot of people to choose from this week. There was a lot of bad games, a lot of bad players. But we're going to go with the guy who, I mean, wow, can you believe it? Mr. Aaron Rodgers, of all people. 14 of 25, 219 yards, a TD, an interception, and a fumble. And I mean, I honestly said we should have just given it to the Packers in general.
I agree.
They just sucked.
You know, when I saw Aaron Rodgers' numbers for the day, you know what I had to do? a discount double check. I mean,
exactly. The only one who escaped from that was Jordy Nelson because he got a touchdown.
Yeah.
I was the only player that escaped with a smile from that game.
Yeah, but one of the biggest players who fell victim to the Aaron Rodgers effect, Randall Cobb, I mean, I see him on your list, Bailey, of just one of many victims of the What the Freak of the Week.
Yeah, it's
disappointing.
Very disappointing.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Aaron Rodgers, try and get yourself off that off the list.
They're trying to turn it around this week.
We'll see what happens. All right, guys, we're going to move right into our first game of this week. Right now, Thursday night's game, New Orleans at Atlanta. Probably one of the best Thursday games we've had this year, and looks it's going to be interesting. Atlanta is giving up the eighth fewest fantasy points against receivers, while New Orleans is giving up the most. So what do you guys think about this game?
It should be a shootout. Atlanta does have some revenge, sort of say, to come back. New Orleans won the game earlier in the year. But I did hear Atlanta was 50% on the third downs in that game. So Atlanta probably thinks they should have won that one. And Matt Ryan and his offensive weapons are going to come out strong.
It's going to be a high-scoring game for sure. Again, it seems like every Saints game, of course, stay away from their defenses, either New Orleans or Atlanta. But I'm interested in seeing the run game. I mean, both teams have a good running back committee.
They do, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, with all the running backs in New Orleans, obviously, Ivory,
Thomas.
Yeah,
Sproles is back.
I mean, dude, it's going to be
Ingram.
It's going to be interesting to see how this Atlanta defense
and
really
now you see a
up.
Split on the other side of the Atlanta run game between Jaquizz Rodgers and Michael Turner.
A little tip, my brother, fantasy guy, his tip of the week is Jaquizz Rodgers. He called me up all excited this week and he said he's the guy. He's gonna run. He's gonna have touchdowns. He's gonna do all the fun stuff.
Well, he's had 10 plus carries, I believe, over the last 2 weeks. So look for them to get a little more than that.
It's looking real good for Jaquizz Rodgers owners. And if I were you, I'd try to grab him if he's still available.
He's not available.
I mean, Rodgers is still – he's actually getting more touches now than Michael Turner did the first time last week. And he has more upside,
of course, than
an older Michael Turner.
Yeah, he's slowing down. He's not the burner anymore. If he is the burner, he's like on half burn.
He's a bummer.
He's the bummer.
That's funny. This game should just be – all offense, and just hope that your boy gets in the end zone.
Yeah, obviously the receivers on both teams, guys, look if you have them, start them. They're both going to have really good games probably. Colston, the Julio Jones coming off a huge game last week. He was huge. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, for Julio Jones owners, some of them had to deal with it because some Jones owners had him on the bench because he was very doubtful with his ankle injury.
Not if they were paying attention to me on Twitter, Sunday morning.
At LA Fantasy Freaks.
LA Fantasy Freaks. We tweeted out that he was playing, so you should have been listening. All right, guys, we're going to move it along from the next game. Sunday's games, starting out with Seattle at Chicago, which some people might look at and be like, if they weren't paying attention this season, would be like, Seattle, Chicago? Chicago's got that wrapped up. But man, Seattle's been playing really well this year, and that's going to be an interesting game.
Their defense is a lot better, and as long as Brandon Browner and Richard Sherman play, it'll be a lot more a competitive game. I could honestly see a bunch of field goals in this one.
Question is, guys, will Lynch and Forte bounce back after having horrible games last week?
I doubt it right there. I mean, these are two solid defensive teams, especially against the run. Chicago, we know what they've done the first half of the season defensively, being the highest scoring fantasy defense out there, and
by far,
and they've allowed the second fewest against running backs, and Seattle's not far apart. They're right behind them at sixth.
Yeah, that's going to be tough running right there, guys. Go ahead.
No, I was moving on to that next point, that if the two cornerbacks start, Marshall will have a tougher day. If not, Marshall should have a field day to say.
All right, guys, look for that. Bears defense, guys. Do you think they'll put up better numbers in this game?
They could. I know they're really good against the core. They're good against everything. They're top defense. So I would not be surprised if Chicago puts up the most points for anyone on the team. But hopefully my Seahawks still pull it out.
There you go.
Speaking from the heart.
There it is. All right, guys, next game, Indianapolis at Detroit. Wow. Is this a game that you start Luck in?
Well, throughout the year, I've only really been starting Luck at home, except when he was at Jacksonville on the Thursday night game. But I would have to say yes. I would say go ahead and start him this week. I just think he's gaining a lot of momentum, and he's got weapons there, and they're ready to go. He definitely has the huevos to do this.
Carlo, what do you think about Reggie Wayne?
Reggie Wayne has been, I mean, he's a leader on the field as a wide receiver, but Andrew Luck has been going to T.Y. Hilton.
I know.
T.Y. Hilton is the main option you want to look at. One, if you're a Colts fan, of course, but if you want to decide who you want to own between Reggie Wayne and T.Y. Hilton, you got to look at Hilton.
Upside, right?
Upside. I mean, just like how we were talking about Jaquizz Rodgers and Michael Turner, this could be the similar scenario, except, of course, in the wide receiver game, T.Y. Hilton and Reggie Wayne.
And Hilton has had four TDs, receiving TDs in a row. Over the past 4 weeks, one in each of the last 4 weeks. So.
I mean, he's probably definitely benefiting from Reggie Wayne being Reggie Wayne.
Exactly.
So, you know, there you go right there.
One little hint, Detroit does give up quite a few passing yards to tight ends. So maybe look for Dwayne Allen to sneak in a few extra catches.
Yeah, there you go. Dwayne Allen. Never heard of that guy. All right, we're moving right along. Tampa Bay at Denver. Tampa Bay, guys, their D gives up a ton of passing yards. So is it a must start for Denver, for the receivers and stuff like that, and the quarterbacks and stuff like that?
Yeah, that quarterback, I think
that guy,
Peyton Manning.
Peyton.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Why not? Anybody who starts against this Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, I mean, I can't call it defense.
Yeah, seriously. It's ridiculous.
No deep.
Well, you know,
yeah, I mean, the running game, of course.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're number one in the running game.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's the part that I just don't understand about this defense. How can they be number one in the run, Bailey, and be last in the pass?
You'd have to ask Greg Schiano. He might have a better answer than me. But
it is
what it is. You know, I mean, obviously people here that are Broncos fantasy owners are much more excited than people who own Tampa Bay, like Vincent Jackson and the rest of the gang. So, yes, a must start for all. Even I would even say Sean Moreno is a good chance here because he does well out of the backfield.
Big surprise for Sean Moreno last week.
Yeah, and he's well receiving out of the backfield. So, you never
know. Do we like Hillman too?
You know, I don't really know much. I don't think he produced last week.
He came in at the end of the game, I thought, and played pretty well. But
I mean, something must have happened, though, because Ronnie Hillman was on the practice squad, or not the practice squad. He was on the first team last week, all last week, and out of nowhere.
No Sean. Yeah.
No Sean knows, and he was able to start the game and have a pretty solid game.
You know, maybe his confidence is sort of back for Sean. He was on the practice. He was on the practice, not the practice squad, on the scout team, which is a very humbling experience. You know, coming out of the first round. So you know, maybe he paid his dues, and you know, I do have faith in the head coach.
All right, guys. If Denver is up big early, is this going to be tough on, or how will this affect Mr. Martin there?
I think for the first time this season, Muscle hamster owners,
I love that nickname.
Be wary, because I think this is a type of game, especially with how intelligent of a quarterback Peyton Manning is. He can really control this game and take advantage of the Tampa Bay defense, but not too much. I mean, he's going to keep a Tampa Bay offense that is solid with Josh Freeman, Vince Jackson, Doug Martin off the field. So Doug Martin and the Buccaneers, assuming that they're going to be playing from behind early, he's not going to get as much of an effect as we've seen all season.
Quickly, though, would you continue to start Freeman, Jackson, and Martin?
Great question. I think Vincent.
I mean, you fought with them for this whole season.
Jackson has always been a top option in the receiving game. Mind you, the difficulties he had last season. But Josh Freeman, he's just been so good this season. I think you still start him. Denver defense is tough, but I think it really depends, of course, on who you have.
So too. I think you need to keep it.
Yeah. How are you going to convince a Doug Martin owner not to start Martin after the weeks he's been putting up? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I know. I'm
I
not
just
this
don't
week.
Don't expect.
You're not starting him?
No, I'm not. I'm not telling people to bench him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm not telling people to bench him.
No, hell no. Yeah. All right, guys. All right. Pittsburgh at Baltimore is our next game. Question is, guys, will the defense dominate this game fantasy-wise?
I think so.
For sure, Baltimore. I mean, even though Baltimore has had a tough time defensively, who's playing quarterback for Pittsburgh? Charlie Batch.
Yeah. You know, I found out he used to
batch of turnovers.
He used to back up Randall Cunningham back in the day.
Jeez.
He's that old.
On Minnesota?
He's that old. Maybe it wasn't Randall Cunningham, but it was somebody like that. He used to back somebody up way back in the day. He's been in the league for years.
I think he used to back up Steve Young, actually.
It might have been
Before he was Steve Old, yeah.
Steve Old.
Yeah, dude, he's been in the league forever.
Carlos Asensio, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, guys. Pittsburgh gives up the second fewest yards to running backs and the fewest to wide receivers. So, and
the sixth fewest to QBs. And the words of whatever his face is, you're killing me, Larry. This is so rough. Why would you? Yeah. I would be so wary of starting Baltimore. The only thing going for Baltimore, I think, is the fact that Pittsburgh's passing game is going to be so weak that they'll have good field position. Hopefully they'll get a turnover, a nice punt return. It's Torrey Smith long receiving catch, and then you sneak something in the red zone. You know, you got to make the most of your offensive plays.
Carlos, not because you're Asian, but would you go with Rice this week?
I love Rice.
Whoa. Wow. We need to send that to Deadspin right now.
Thank you very much.
Come on, Carlo.
Come on. Ray Rice has such a value in fantasy football. There's a reason why you made him one of the first three picks in your fantasy football draft.
Yeah.
After all that work and all that risk, why not start him? You got to always have Rice.
Now, especially after that game last week, that catch that he had, that little scramble for
the fourth
for first down.
And 29.
Yeah, that was ridiculous, dude. I love that Ray Rice guy. He's awesome. All right, guys, we're going to move it along.
And a quick shout out to Mike Keshick and Matt Markinson, who are at that game jumping and screaming out of their seats on that fourth down play.
Oh, I'm sure.
You guys lucked out on that one.
Oh, that must have been going crazy. Sunday night's game, guys. Philadelphia at Dallas. Wow. This is going to be a good one for Dallas, I'll tell you that much. Is this a must-start for Romo and his weapons, guys, against a Philly who gives up the fourth most points to quarterbacks?
Not if Jason Babin's there. Oh, that's right. Jason Babin's left already.
He's playing for Jacksonville now, I heard.
Yes, very true. 2-9 Jacksonville. Congratulations.
Way to step it up, Jason Babin.
Jason Babin. You're still getting paid, though. That's what you're doing. It's a business.
So anyways,
to be honest, yes, I would. I would start them. They're at home. It's still November, right? No, it'll be December then. That's kind of sketchy with Romo, but
it's a couple days out.
I know, you're right.
It's the second of December.
In all honesty, yes.
No, the turn of the calendar changes it all.
Exactly. Yeah. This game is kind of a joke, but yes, I would start Romo, Bryant, Witten, and Austin, definitely.
What do you guys think about this Bryce Brown character?
Bryce Brown. Oh, my goodness.
Do you like him, Bailey, Carlo?
I love him. He made my fantasy team in our league. He made me confident. I had trouble in the running back ranks because Fred Jackson went out, because of injuries overall. But Bryce Brown comes in. I pick him up last week. Finally, I pick somebody up that you don't pick up, Ben.
Yeah, I know. I let him go.
And I put him on my bench.
Oh,
and
you're
I
stud.
Started Rashard Mendenhall.
Oh, that's a bummer.
31-point switch. That spared me a win.
That's a tragedy.
Now, Carlo, I know you like Bryce Brown, but how do you think he's going to go up against DeMarco Ware? And those...
Did you just say Rice Brown again?
No, I didn't. How do you think – I would have said Brown Rice then. How do you think he's going up against Dallas's front four?
Now, Dallas does have a tough front four, but they do allow some rushing yards. So I would still start Bryce Brown. And, again, look at Philadelphia with DeSean Jackson out now with broken ribs for
Macklin.
The rest of the season. Macklin.
Maybe even Celek.
Avant.
Exactly. Yeah. And remember who's throwing it to them?
Riley Cooper.
Foles.
Yeah, Nick Foles. That's going to be scary.
Bryce Brown is basically the only offensive option, especially after his performance last week.
Yeah, I like him. Carlo, Bailey, anything else on this game?
No, I would. If you're really thin at running back, you should start him as well. I don't think he'll have the same performance as he did last week.
I don't think he can. No. He broke records last week. It was ridiculous. Next game, guys. Monday night's game. New York Giants at the Washington Redskins. Will Manning and his wide receivers, guys, continue their performance from last week? Is that even possible?
Yes, I think they will. Washington gives up the third most points to quarterbacks and the second most to wide receivers. I'm sure they their mouths are salivating as we speak.
Interesting.
The last time Eli faced the Redskins, 337 yards. So, I mean, especially after how Eli came out last week against the Packers defense.
Man.
That bye week really, really worked out for them. And they look like a new team.
Bradshaw, he seems like a must start, right? I mean,
I would say so.
He's been killing it.
I mean, this is really looks like a very heavy Giants offensive load and a very heavy RG3 load. I mean, Morris, you know, might sneak in a few things, but the Giants give up the fifth fewest points to running backs, so that's kind of tough. It really depends on the Giants front four and how much they can disturb RG3.
I like that Morris kid. I think he's you can keep rocking and rolling with him. I think he's the real deal.
Look at the NFC East getting these primetime games, though. You know?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, good for them.
Good for them. All right, guys. Well, those are our games for this week. We are excited about them. Hopefully you are. We're going to get right into our injury report real quickly. Matt Forte, guys, he has an ankle. He practiced Wednesday. He's probable for Sunday, so that's nice. McFadden and Goodson are back for the Raiders. They both practiced on Wednesday, but it looks like Reese is still going to get the starting job. So, which, thank you, Carlos Saisu, for that wonderful tip on Reese. He is just killing it for me. I love him.
You're welcome.
Mr. Roethlisberger, he actually might have a chance to play this weekend. He's out there throwing the ball today in practice, and he has limited practice, so it'll be interesting to see if he does make it. But they said he has a chance. We'll see. I wouldn't count on it though. Harvin, he has an ankle. He's questionable. He's going to test out of the injury today, they said, in practice.
I feel very pessimistic about Percy Harvin owners right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he already started the week by saying, oh, I probably most likely won't play.
Yeah.
So this testing out kind of thing, I wouldn't be worried about it.
Yeah, I'm really interested. DeMarco Murray, he has a foot sprain. He returned to practice this week. He's also still questionable, though. Kevin Cobb, he also returned to practice this week.
Hey, that guy.
Kevin Cobb, yeah, he's been gone forever. But he he returned this practice this week, and he's questionable, and he might play. Danny Amendola with a heel injury. He's in a walking boot, guys, after missing last week's game.
Nobody likes that.
And that might not be good for him in the future going forward. So there's not really any word on him yet. We're still trying to figure that out. Mikel Ashore, he has an ankle injury. He was held out of practice. At least they said it was an ankle injury, but there was another report that it was an illness. So it's kind of up in the air what it really was. So I wouldn't panic quite yet.
Two words. Joach Bell.
Really?
There you go. Yeah.
I mean, he's been getting a lot of carries recently, and he's been effective too.
Yeah.
Double-digit game last week, I believe.
There you go. Miles Austin, guys, he's a hip strain. He was held out of practice this week. So I'm not really sure what's going on there. Kyle Williams and Kendall Hunter, both on the IR for the 49ers. So they're both gone. And the question is, how will that affect this team going forward? I'm not really sure because, you know, we still have A.J. Jenkins, the rookie that we pulled up this year, we drafted. He hasn't played at all this season, so I'm really excited to see if he gets any playing time. We have Brandon Jacobs, who came back last week, who still technically doesn't have a carry because he carried for a first down and it got called back. So he technically doesn't even have a carry still, but I'm interested to see how he's going to come out. And I would still love to see some LaMichael James this year. We haven't seen any LaMichael James. So
I wouldn't be surprised if this is LaMichael James time, because Kendall Hunter was one of those top handcuff running backs.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the top running backs are very injury prone. I mean, there's Ben Tate, Kendall Hunter, this Bryce Brown kid. He's showing up. And when these top running backs get hurt, out comes an opportunity for a handcuff running back, and Kendall Hunter is no longer the handcuff running back. Yeah. Maybe LaMichael James time.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I'm excited to see him. I was really excited that we drafted him. So, we meaning the Niners, as I, you know, I'm a homer. What can I say? Anyways, guys, we're going to move right along to our favorite segments of the week, which is we're going to start with today with Saisu Sleepers. Who are you not sleeping on this week, Carlo?
I don't know if you can call him a sleeper because he woke everybody up last week. I've said his name several times. Mr. BB, Bryce Brown, gave me his A game with 19 carries, 178 yards, and 2 touchdowns last week. This time he faces a Dallas defense that has allowed a rushing score on average for the last 7 weeks. So Bryce Brown, you could count at least one trip for him in the end zone for a very offenseless Eagles.
There you go. I like that. I like that sleeper pick. Bailey, who are you benching this week, Bailey?
I'm going with a co-benching this week. I'm going with Marshawn Lynch and Matt Forte. They play against their respective teams. Seattle gives up the sixth fewest points to running backs this year, and Chicago gives up the second fewest. Seattle also only gives up 16 points a game, while Chicago gives up 15. It's very, very rough. Not a good game. You know, it's really tough to say. I really wanted to go with Marshall. I wanted to really want to bench Marshall, so don't be surprised about Marshall. But Lynch and Forte doesn't look too positive for them after bad weeks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bailey. Nick's gone, but I'm going to do his pick anyways. Nick's pick for this week, Trent Richardson. And when I asked him why he picked Trent Richardson, he simply said, because he's playing the Raiders.
And you know what? It's a good reason. Trent Richardson, the last 4 weeks, averaging about 100 yards, and this is a Raiders defense that got mauled by Doug Martin. How can you forget that performance?
Yeah.
And the Raiders have allowed, on average, 18.5 points per game in ESPN.
Ben Jarvis Green Hellis had a great game last week, too.
Yeah, Nick's on fire right now. All right, guys, thank you a lot. Very much, very much. Thank you guys for coming out and listening to our podcast. We are the LA Fantasy Freaks. My name is Ben Conroy. My man, Michael Bailey. My other main man, Carlos Saisu, in the house. Nick Liverani not with us tonight. He is
somewhere in LA
doing something. We're not sure if we're buying the finals thing, but we'll see what happens. Once again, we are the LA Fantasy Freaks.
Good luck this week.
Thank you very much. Twitter at LA Fantasy Freaks. Fantasy Freaks on Facebook is facebook.com/LA Fantasy Freaks. Thank you, smackchat.com. Team 1010 KXPS out in Palm Springs. Really appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Good luck this week, as Bailey just said. And we're out, guys.